Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How often have you done what a buddy of mine said he's doing? Actually, a few people. Heading to Indianapolis without a ticket to the game. Each school gets 10,000 tickets. Spartan fans have dealt with this a couple times. Michigan fans, first chance. But you get down, then maybe that's the demand's pretty high. And the stadium sold out, and the secondary market is insanely expensive, although I noticed today the prices are coming down a little bit, just the buy-in price.
What's the buy-in price?
Well, for a single, it was $289? That's $285?
That's not awful.
For a single, for a pair, $349. I mean, those are $95 face value. So it's come down, though. It has come down. But if you are headed down there without a ticket, good luck. But it's not, I mean, it can't be about that. If you've got a plan, you can tell us. But how often has you, and by you, I mean anyone out there, done this for any event? You packed up and you went. You didn't have a ticket, but you gave it a shot. Your friend from, you said Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
That you dropped off down at?
Yeah.
And they gave, what, 2 hours looking for a Super Bowl ticket?
Not even. He was like, forget it. I'm coming back.
How close? How far away was he? Like, do you know what he was planning on spending?
I think he was willing to spend up to $500.
And what did he tell you the lowest price he found was?
About $1,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is, he was younger, so he's probably, I think, late 20s at this time. So.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. So he didn't know. I had never met this guy before. The other guys I knew.
Okay.
So this guy, actually, there were three of them. So the two guys already had tickets. The third one was a friend of theirs. I think it was somebody's cousin. So I never met this guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they stayed with me on Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday night. And so it was kind of weird. I'm like, dude, you're more welcome to come to the party. And I'll get you a prime seat in front of the TV and no one's going to bother you. You can just sit and watch. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to try to get the ticket. I'm like, understand. No problem. Then when he called me back, I'm like, I'll come pick you up and I'll pop you in front of there. He didn't know a soul at this party other than me. And he still had a great time just sitting there watching. I think it helped that Pittsburgh won.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your open line calls. We go to Nick and Troy on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I just drove up to the Michigan State Notre Dame, the Little Giants game. I think it's 2010. No family or anything with me. I just figured I'd go up, find some friends I knew in the parking lot, tailgate with them. Didn't have a ticket. Right before game time, one of the guys says, yeah, I got an extra ticket. I'm like, all right, what do you want for it? It's $20. I'm like, $20? I'm in. So I'm sitting in the end zone packed and at halftime. I want to say we were losing at halftime, and I'm thinking, this is insane. It's late. I'm never going to get out of here. I go down to go to the bathroom, and I'm debating whether I should just head to the car and get out of there and get home at a decent hour. And I'm like, nah, I'll go back. I fight all the way back up. I'm sitting in the end zone. They scored the Little Giants touchdown in.
Wow.
Good thing you went back.
Yes.
You got to see it.
All for $20.
I still got the tickets now.
I don't know that your story is that unusual, Nick, that right before kickoff, which if you're willing to push it that far.
Right.
And now you said it was a friend of yours, right?
Yeah, and these guys must have had some. It was a friend of a friend because they were tailgating in that lot right by the stadium where you got to pay big bucks or be a big contributor, right by the what I used to call the men's IM.
Gotcha.
So they were, you know, I sat with them, so they were decent seats. But I remember going up a couple of years ago to the Michigan State game, and I waited till halftime, and there were still people asking $100 a ticket.
I guess you never do know, but it's always a risky run. You got to come across the right person that's just looking to unload it and hasn't really concerned about a profit.
If you're the guy buying a ticket and someone's at that point and someone's like, yeah, it's $100, you're like, oh, come on, man.
Right.
I've already missed half the game. Like, who has the power in that situation?
248. Yeah, you're right. It's probably the guy with the ticket, even though it feels like, hey, clock's ticking because you're about to get nothing for
it. Either go in or I'm going to keep walking. Oh, fine. Here's $100.
Champ in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Champ.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, Champ.
Hey, Gator, I think I was with your friend down at the Super Bowl trying to get a ticket. I think I was with him. But I have never purchased a ticket in a van.
Never.
And I'm an avid basketball fan. The NBA All-Star Weekend, multiple years, just showed up. Got in. It was a little higher than, you know, the average cost, you know, on the ticket, but never, ever bought a ticket in the van.
Really?
And I just recently became a season ticket holder for the Pistons. So the first time in 48 years, I actually have tickets in the van. Yeah. Never bought them ahead of time.
And how many times did you get left out of a stadium you wanted to be in?
Oh, a lot of times. I always end up at a date party somewhere. Probably with Gator friends somewhere drinking.
My friends like to drink.
I mean, if you're willing to miss the game, it's not that big a deal. If you're like, okay, I'll ad lib from here. 248-539-9797.
So one time this happened here locally with the buddies of mine. We all had tickets for, it was a Monday night Lions game, so it was sold out. But one guy wanted to come with us, and he's like, I'll just get tickets when I get down there, Scalp or whoever, right? I'm like, you realize you're not going to be sitting with us, right? Yep. So he got a ticket and didn't sit with us the entire game. He was just in the stadium. So I wonder how many times this happens to other people. If you just have that one guy who's like, yeah, I'll get in, but you're also not going to be with us. You know this. Yeah. Unless we all meet and sit and watch it. You know.
That's happened to me. I've sat by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Well, it was the Michigan State game with the rain a few years ago.
Okay.
It wasn't great, but it was fine. You know, I tailgate with my friends well before the game. Just during the game itself, I was, you know, there. But then again, my friends were Michigan fans and I was the Michigan State guy. So it was probably better off that I was by myself.
Yeah.
But it's not the greatest, no.
But if you really want to be there, you got to sacrifice.
You want to be there,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary in Harrison Township, you're next. What's up, Gary?
Yeah. A kid from Utica, Krenzel, won a national championship for Ohio State.
Yep.
My cousin's kid. Okay. I followed him all the way through high school. That's the only time in my life I was an Ohio State fan for 3 years.
Wait, anyways, you're saying Krenzel? You're saying Krenzel? Gary, you're saying Krenzel is your nephew?
No, he's my cousin's kid.
Your cousin's kid. Okay. Gotcha.
I'm old enough to be his uncle. You know, I started watching him play when he's in the Little League.
All right.
And all that kind of stuff. And I followed him, you know, when he went to Ohio State, I went to almost all his games. So when he qualified for the national tournament, me and two buddies, I'm single, we decided, let's go out there. And what we did is I said, I got a great idea. After we priced all the rooms, I said, it was cheaper for us to stay in Vegas and take a junket over to Tempe and back. So we really made a weekend of it. We said, okay, well, we get to the game, and the lowest ticket we could find was $1,000. That was right at kickoff time. So my two buddies said, I ain't my relative. I ain't doing it. And they kind of gave me the look. But right across the street from the stadium in Tempe, there's an outside bar with a second-level rails.
Oh, yeah.
We went up there to try to get up. We could hardly get in because there were so many kids there. But there was a table of Ohio State kids there cheering their butt off. So I walked up and I said, listen, if you fit two more chairs in here because they're in front of the best TV in the place, I said, I'll pick up the bar tab for the whole night.
Whoa.
That's where we ended up.
Was it less than $1,000?
I can't remember, $700-$800 by the time we got there. But we were having a ball, you know. It was fun.
I asked him a follow-up question. That really wasn't fair.
I thought he hung up on himself at one point. Did you hear that? It was
a click on the phone line. That wasn't fair because I asked him two questions.
You threw more chum in the water.
I did. No, I basically sacrificed him, and that was totally unfair. But
really, what's totally unfair is I'm usually the one who gets to cut it off, but you've got the phone bank today.
Yeah. So I've been to that bar. It is a cool place. It'd be a great place to watch a game. We were out there this summer and touring the Arizona State campus, and it's not right across the street, but it's pretty close. And that second level on the corner there, it's a really, really cool spot. But he spent $700 and picked up the Ohio State fans tab. That was pretty generous of him.
Big shooter.
248-539-9797. Well, not big enough to get in for the $1,000 it would have cost him to get in. Let's go to Jeff in Belleville. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, back in 97 when Michigan played Washington State.
Yep.
At the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
A group of people were going out there, and there's my wife and I and another couple decided, well, we're going to go. We didn't have tickets. We looked around. The girls just wanted to go to the Rose Bowl parade more than the game, but we couldn't find a ticket that was reasonable. So we partied out in the parking lot. There was a lady that had she was in a wheelchair. She had a van with a TV, so we watched the game in there, and tailgated with her, and we kept trying to talk the attendants into getting us into the game after halftime, and they wouldn't do it. And
you just tried to let us in.
Yeah, we're like, hey, it's after halftime, people are leaving, there's got to be seats. Well, two couples came out, give us their tickets, and we finally talked them into letting us in the last like 2 or 3 minutes of the game with those tickets. Because I'm like, we have seats, and they let us in, and we were in the end zone. We have a picture of the scoreboard. So then we went back out and started partying with their friends, and we met Jansen's parents come by because they had their pins with his picture on it and his number, and talked to them for 10, 15 minutes. That was pretty cool weekend, just going out there on a whim.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Shark is getting some exercise today.
I think he just circled back.
248-539-9797. All right, so a lot of people have stories about going to games, concerts, events without tickets, like some Michigan fans are going to do down in Indy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.